Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, nightly Ramadan reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. In a hadith, the Prophet of God صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم states that there is no better way to worship God than working towards supporting your fellow believing brothers and sisters in faith. And in another tradition from the messenger himself, he states, none of you have faith until he desires for his brother what he desires for himself. There's not a lot of things that are emphasized more so in the Islamic tradition than the significance and importance of community and remaining close in light of physical distance and proximity. To have a spiritual connection with members in the larger community who fall under the banner of those who believe in God and those who submit to the authority of the Messenger of God, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is incredibly significant. In times of difficulty, in times of distress, it's important that we connect with one another, that we offer some support and consoling words. In a tradition from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he states, أَوْنُكَ لِلْضَعِيفِ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الصَّدَقَةِ. That supporting someone who is going through distress, supporting someone who is vulnerable, is amongst the best acts of charity that one can perform. Today, we live in really difficult and challenging times. But because of social media and because of technology that we have and that's been afforded to us, we have the opportunity to connect with members of our family, to connect with members of our community, literally at our fingertips. But for whatever reason, due to the distractions in the world that we live in, we fail to really spend time with one another face to face. Today, we are living in a pandemic that does not allow for us to go and break fast with family members, with community members, with friends, and so on and so forth. And it's important that we realize how much we've taken for granted what it really means to spend time with other people face to face, as opposed to communicating via text message or phone or so on and so forth. There's such an emphasis on meeting with one another, spending time with one another. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the Holy Quran that believers are like brothers, meaning that we share in the same mold, that literally we become family due to us sharing those most important values that we find within the Holy Quran and within the traditions of the Prophet and his family, peace and blessings be upon them. Which is why we have numerous ahadith, an abundance of advices and traditions from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam that speaks to the importance of what a community should be like. For instance, a hadith states that believers are like a body. If one part of it is in pain, then the entire body is hurting. If, for instance, one of my limbs is hurting, then for whatever reason, my entire body feels so exhausted and consumed, even though my pain is only in my leg. We should feel that same sort of pain when we have a member in our community who is undergoing difficulty and hardship. In another tradition, it states that if one believer enters into the pocket of another believer, he shouldn't hesitate, meaning that if someone comes to you and seeks help by means of wealth or whatever, then we should not stop ourselves from giving and being at the support of that believing brother or sister of ours, again, because of this emphasis on making sure that we're keeping together communal ties. When someone passes away within religious tradition, we are taught that that person or the family members of that individual who has passed away should not be cooking for 3 days, meaning that we should come to their doorstep and offer them food at the very least, offer them wealth if they need. That's what community is all about, and that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam emphasize so much on numerous different occasions. Which is why in a really lengthy hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he describes the rights of the believer and mentions approximately 30 responsibilities that we have over one another. He begins by stating, لِلْمُسْلِمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ ثَلَاثُونَ حَقَّهِ. He states that the rights of our fellow believers in faith are 30. And amongst them, just to go through a couple of them, he states number one is to forgive one another's mistakes. Number two, to console them during hard times, to hide their faults, to dismiss their pitfalls, to accept their apology, to defend them against those who backbite them, to offer them advices, to preserve his or her friendship, to visit them when they become sick, to attend their funeral procession in case they pass away, to accept their invitations and accept their gifts and reward their favors, and be someone who offers good assistance and support and help to them and fulfill their needs, and to so on and so forth. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he speaks about the importance of community members, the importance of one's neighbors, so much to the extent that it is said that one day a group of companions were in the proximity of the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, to which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was talking about the importance of caring for one's neighbors. At the end of the gathering, they gathered together amongst themselves and they said that we heard the Prophet alayhi salam speaking to the merits and the importance of taking care of our neighbors so much to the extent that we thought that they might inherit us after we pass away. Meaning again, that they're like your family. During times of distress and difficulty, it means a lot when we go and we make a phone call and tell someone Ramadan Mubarak. Or that we send someone a text message and say, how are your fasts going? How is your month of Ramadan going? I'm praying for you. I hope that at the very least, you can pray for me. It creates a sense of real love between one another. And again, the reason for this is because that through our relationships with people, we have an opportunity to ascend higher toward attaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've spoken many times in years past on this podcast about the importance of how one should keep friends and so on, and about the importance of being around people who hold similar values to you, as taught to us by our teachers and by our masters, the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. But being around community, performing communal prayer, congregational prayer for instance, has so much reward. Jama'a prayer has so much of a reward that hadith tell us that if the gathering is more than 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people, the reward goes beyond that which the angels can count. That the performance of the Hajj pilgrimage cannot be done individually, but rather it has to be done communally. The importance of breaking fast with one another, or the importance of offering food to someone else, has more reward than the one who actually fasted him, his or herself. Now again, we don't necessarily have that opportunity today in light of this pandemic that we are undergoing. But at the very least, we realize that we should not take for granted the importance of being with others and community. And during the course of these days, by reaching out to members who we would normally pray with, who we normally would break fast with, who we normally would speak to and hang out with during the course of these days and nights of the holy month of Ramadan, pray for them. Make dua for them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we reunite with them. Because we are a creation and we're a creature that loves to be around people naturally. And that through being with others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow for us again to share in their values. We spend time with others. You get to learn about different perspectives and different thoughts. And again, allows for us to ascend in terms of our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that one day Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, David, was in a gathering with his community and they were all supplicating in the plains of Arafat. The plains of Arafat are not limited toward the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our traditions tell us that prehistorically, the prophets before the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would also gather there to supplicate and have their du'as answered. And it is said that in that gathering, everyone was making du'a one by one. And Dawood alayhi salam, he got up from that gathering and he walked a far ways away because of how much commotion there was in that small gathering. And he found a really small pond in the midst of the desert, or perhaps it was a well. He found some sort of body of water, whatever it was. And he began to raise his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua individually from that particular location, away from the rest of his community. At this moment, Angel Jibra'il, he descended from the skies and he said, "O David, you were with your community. Why did you leave them to go and supplicate here?" He states, "O Jibra'il, I felt more connected to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here individually. I didn't want my dua to get lost in the midst of all of the other voices that were supplicating." Sometimes we feel that it's really important for us to supplicate and pray and make dua on our own and isolate ourselves from others. And sometimes that's really important. Even in the du'as of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, there's a very clear distinction between what is a du'a and what is a munajat. A munajat meaning a whispered prayer. A prayer, a du'a, a supplication that one should make individually and not necessarily communally, where someone should pour their heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But other supplications, it's recommended that it's done communally. Anyhow, Dawood alayhi salam was told by the angel Jibra'il to look into that body of water that he was sitting with. He looks down into the midst of that water and Jibra'il says, "What's the deepest thing that you see in this body of water?" He says, "Oh Jibra'il, I see a couple of rocks and pebbles and so on and so forth." He says, "Oh Dawood, know that under those pebbles and under those rocks, there's an insect. And when that insect in the end or in the depth of the body of water, under all of these rocks and under all of these pebbles, when that supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly hears its supplication. So you go back to your community and make dua with them communally, spend time with them, and you'll know for certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond and hears your dua." Again, it's important for us to spend time with other people, to engage with one another. And most importantly, to fulfill the rights of our fellow believing sisters and brothers within the religion of Islam. The fact that so many of us for the last 10 days now are distant from one another physically should not stop us from reaching out and sending an email or a message or give a phone call to some of our friends, family members from our religious community in order to connect with them. Because at the very least, that's amongst the rights of the believers that they have over us and vice versa. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can once again gather together with our family members in our communities during these days and nights of the holy month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in our days of solitude and isolation, that we have the opportunity to spend more time in obedience and in worship to our Creator. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala Ahla Baytah al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.